All right, photographers, let's talk about something that's been shaking up the industry, AI, more specifically ChatGPT. Whether you're using it or you've been avoiding it like a bad client inquiry, today we're diving into how this tool can literally save you hours of work and help you grow your business. We get it, AI can feel intimidating. Or maybe you're thinking, I don't have time to learn another thing. But trust us, once you see how powerful this is, you'll wonder how you ever ran your business without it. Today, we're breaking down why you should be using AI, exactly how this fits into your workflow, and most importantly, how to write prompts that actually get you results. If you've ever struggled with writing blog posts, creating social media captions, or crafting a perfect email response, this episode is for you. We're sharing our best tips and real examples of how we use ChatGPT every single day. Let's get into it. Welcome to The Raw Edit, where we keep it real, raw, and ridiculously fun.
We're two photographers who've seen it all. Blurry shots, perfect poses, epic travels, and those WTF is this lighting moments.
Whether you're behind the lens, in front of it, or just trying to figure out what the heck raw files even are, this is the podcast for you.
We're talking about the good, the bad, and the unfiltered truths of building a photography business that doesn't just survive, it thrives.
Think travel adventures, tips that actually work, behind the scenes chaos, and maybe a little tea about what really goes down on shoots.
We're dishing out all the secrets from nailing your dream shots to running a business that doesn't make you want to cry into your SD cards.
No fluff, no filters, just real talk, a few laughs, and maybe a little chaos.
So grab your camera, your Diet Coke, and join us for the Raw Edit. All right, welcome to today's episode, which Kelly and I, we are so excited to be talking about this topic because ChatGPT, who we like to call Buddy, has been our go-to for the last probably year, would you say?
At least, yeah. In fact, we call it Buddy so much that when I try to find it on my phone, I search for Buddy.
We've been calling it Buddy because, I mean, ChatGPT, it's kind of a mouthful to me. I don't know about you, but Buddy just rolls off we both know what it means. So let's talk a little bit about ChatGPT or Buddy, as we like to talk about it. And there's just a few things that I want to, some statistics that I want to bring up about AI and ChatGPT that I found really interesting when it comes to the photography industry. I researched that there is 97 million AI jobs that are going to be created in the next year, which is astonishing to me. But I know a lot of photographers out there fear that AI is going to take over their job. And I don't feel like that is at all where this is going. Do you?
No, I mean, because there's an artistic eye for that. I mean, I don't feel like AI could do that for us.
No, I don't think so either,
but I don't think it could take our jobs.
Right. If anything, it's going to be a tool that's going to help us be more creative. It's going to help us think more out of the box. But I just thought it was interesting. And I found out too that 82% of photographers use AI tools to use it to image enhance and for editing and culling, which we talked about in our last episode, a few episodes back. So I know you and I both are using AI for our editing, for our culling, and it has been absolutely game-changing for us. And something else I found interesting was that AI can analyze and tag photos like culling and editing 10,000 times faster than humans, which is why, you know, like after shoot and Imogen can be such a game changer for your business. Because think about that, 10,000 times faster, not 10 times, but 10,000 times faster than any human can do that. And that is why it's so easy to edit your or cull your images in like 10 minutes. Like that is incredible when it takes you what? Couple hours to go through and cull through your images using like Photo Mechanics. And then the other thing I found interesting too was I know ChatGPT, I probably started using it back in like maybe last summer. And I wasn't using the paid version. I was using the free version, which I think a lot of photographers use because they don't want to pay that $20 a month. But what I found is that you only get with that free version, you only get 6 free prompts a day. And the other thing that really changed the game when I know you and I both started paying for the subscription was that it started memorizing a lot of what we input into ChatGPT. Do you find that?
Oh my gosh, yes. Like we can write a blog post a month ago and then we'll ask for some specific, you know, a caption or something. And it's pulling from that. And it's like, it's amazing because it knows what our offers are. It knows what our goals are even for this year. I mean, it's mind blowing what it can actually do when you give it all the information it needs. Yeah.
Yeah. Just its memorization. Like it remembers things that I don't, which is amazing. But what I found interesting was there was over 300 million weekly active users worldwide in ChatGPT. That is incredible that everybody is using ChatGPT in some way, shape or form to help them with business personally. I mean, personally, I, the other day, used it to create a recipe. Like I had the ingredients, but I didn't know what I wanted to make. So I went to ChatGPT and I'm like, okay, this is what I have for ingredients. What can I make? And it spit out like 5 or 10 different recipes that I could use. So, I mean, not only can you use it for your business, but you can use it personally as well, which I think is just incredible. And ChatGPT has been, like I said, become our buddy.
Yeah. I've noticed now, if I'm going somewhere and let's say I have 3 days there, let's just say I'm going to Minneapolis for 3 days. You can put into ChatGPT, give me an itinerary of things I can do in that amount of time. This is where I'm staying. It'll tell you where to eat. It'll tell you what to do. I mean, that is crazy. Like, you know, the best restaurants to go eat at. Like, we didn't know that before. You just kind of would look on Yelp or whatever and try to look at the 5-star or whatever. But I mean, what it can do, it's basically everything. It's more thinking about things you could ask it, right?
Right.
And
I almost feel like it's become kind of our personal assistant.
Yes.
I mean, look at just what the case and scenario that you just gave us. How much time would you personally spend looking and searching all of that up within Google and trying to find that information when you just fed it to ChatGPT and it spit it out in what, less than 2 minutes?
Oh, yeah, if that. I just asked it yesterday because we can't decide if we want to go to Disney or Universal Studios, in which is more cost effective because, you know, there's 9 of us.
Yeah.
It said actually that Disney would be more affordable because you can still get some fast passes through that ticket. I mean, you have to buy like the main rides, but with Universal, it's basically doubling the ticket if you want the fast pass, which you would need over spring break. And I guess I hadn't even considered that. I mean, it's just, you need to know what to ask it, right?
Right, right, right. So let's talk about how photographers could be using ChatGPT. I know you and I are both using it. So let's just talk about some of the things that we're using it for. I know for me, it is saving me time on like admin tasks, like helping me write emails for my nurture sequences for my photographers. Helping me write like captions for my social media. I am brainstorming ideas for like freebies and things that I can help other photographers with. Are there some things that you're using, Kelly, that I haven't mentioned?
I think that's, I'll use it to write text messages even like to clients. If I'm like, oh, I don't know how to answer that exactly. Like, I'll be like, hey, chat, I want to answer this in a nice way, but actually my answer is no. No. Oh, Facebook ads. You've used it for.
Yep. I've used it for Facebook ads. I've used it for helping like website copy, landing pages for my freebies. Trying to think what else we've used it for a lot, like our vision boards for 2025. We used it. I created an entire marketing plan using ChatGPT, and I have a ChatGPT prompt, like a series of prompts, like I think there's 10, 12 prompts to that series that I wrote that basically writes a one-page marketing plan for your business. And it also identified my client avatar. Like if you haven't used ChatGPT to create your client avatar for your business, you're totally missing out.
Oh, yeah. I think the biggest thing that you told me that's been such a big game changer for me is leaving a session, literally just word dumping into ChatGPT, like talking to it while you're driving and saying, this is what the session was. This is where we went. This is what they wore. This is what the night felt like. And then it is literally writing your blog post as you drive home.
Yes. Yes. I mean, yes. You can have a blog post written before you even get home. I mean, without even having to sit down at a computer to write out the post, And if you get ChatGPT, get the app for your phone.
Yes.
because you can do talk to text. So I basically hit the microphone on my phone and I just word vomit. I hate to say that word, but I just word vomit the whole entire session, everything from outfits to the night, to how beautiful it was, to the clients, to something funny that happened. And in essence, you're still using your voice. You're using your tone. You're using your words. AI is not going out and writing something that doesn't sound like you because you're using your own text to write that blog.
Yes. And you can tell it, like I say, use my voice, and then I'll say, use Yoast guidelines. You can ask it for what the keyword is going to be, the metadata description,
yep,
the image, like how you should word your images. I mean, it does everything as long as you ask it.
Yeah, it does.
Instead of waiting, you know, 6 months to write that blog and looking back at pictures, it's done for you. Another thing Sarah and I started doing is you can put things in folders, because you're going to realize you use it all the time. So I have like a content folder. I have like a senior folder. I have like maybe a more of a personal folder to help organize it. Cause you're going to have, I bet in a day we use it at least 10 times if I had to guess.
Yes. Yeah. That I think is just a new feature that they came out with, which has been awesome. That the fact that you can now create projects and you can put these chats within the project is helped immensely as far as organization of it. Email sequences. It's great at creating email sequences. If you're selling a product or if you're selling your service, you can go in and you can tell it to write a email sequence, however many emails you want to create. And then just let them know what your final call to action is going to be and what you want your client to do, whether it's book a session or learn about this or learn about that. The more information that you feed it, the better it's going to be. I mean, and that's, I think, one thing that we're going to talk about too, is how to write a good ChatGPT prompt, because I think a lot of photographers don't like to use it because they don't know what to say. They don't know what to ask it. They don't know what to feed it. And writing a good ChatGPT prompt is critical.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We've also used it for taking a screenshot of our Instagram and saying, what does this feel like to you? And it'll tell you, or taking a screenshot of like your description at the top and asking it if this is up to standards or what it could fix. And it'll tell you exactly what you should be doing if you're not doing it right. I mean, those are ways to use in your business that you probably don't even think about, right?
Right. Right. And that's how powerful ChatGPT is. You can upload any kind of image. You can upload docs. You can upload PDFs. You can upload spreadsheets and it will analyze, it will summarize, it will provide results and output that just blow your mind. I know I've used it for client testimonials. I keep all of my client testimonials in a spreadsheet, and you can take the spreadsheet, upload it into ChatGPT, ask it to analyze all of your client feedback. And then tell chat that you want to know where your areas of your strengths are, your areas of improvement. What is everybody, you know, what is the common theme that your clients keep saying about you and your service? And it helps you create more content that talks about your strengths, and then it also helps you find actionable items to work on your weaknesses, which has been amazing. And then you can create content based on all of that information. I mean, there's so much you can do with ChatGPT. It has been amazing. Photographers, listen up. If you've been wanting to integrate AI into your business but don't know where to start, or maybe you've dabbled a little but aren't sure how to make it work for you, then I've got something you do not want to miss. This April, I'm hosting AI Unlocked, a 15-day challenge for photographers, designed to help you streamline your workflow, save time, and start using AI tools the right way. We're talking about real practical strategies that'll make a difference in your editing, culling, marketing, and client communication. Every day, you'll get bite-sized, actionable AI prompts, easy-to-follow tasks, and guidance to start implementing AI in a way that actually serves your business, not overwhelms it. Whether you're brand new to AI or ready to refine your systems, this challenge is built to get you real results in just 15 days. Spots are limited, so don't wait. Head over to smunsonphotography.com right now to register. That's smunsonphotography.com. Let's unlock the power of AI together and get you working smarter, not harder. Now let's get back to the episode. Let's talk about the creating a good ChatGPT prompt. Yes. There have been things. So, for instance, I mean, people could go out and they could just type in, and this is what I would consider a weak prompt. Write me a social media caption for a senior session. That is a very generic, very broad prompt that you could give ChatGPT. But ways that you could make that stronger, and this is just a few things that come off the top of my head, is one, you could tell it how many words or how many characters that you want to include in that caption. You could include what your, it's just a, you're just asking for a senior session. How about add that it's a high school senior portrait session? What are you focusing on in this social media prompt? What kind of personality do you want to draw out of it? And then also let it know what your call to action is going to be for that prompt. Okay. So the formula that I like to use is be very specific in what you want out of that prompt. The more detailed, the better. Like, you cannot not give this enough detail. Like, you can't go overboard, I feel. Do you feel the same thing?
Oh, totally. And in fact, the more information, the better your prompt is going to be. But then at the bottom, it'll say, hey, if you didn't think of something, it'll be like, what would you also like this? And would you also like that? And I almost always say, yes, like, give me whatever you have, give it to me.
Right. And I know,
I think you're right.
After it does give you the results, you can always go back and refine it, or you can rewrite it, or you can reword it. So if it gives you something that you like, but you wanted a little bit more unhinged or a little messy or something a little bit more raw, you can put in there, this is great, but rewrite this in maybe an unhinged version or a little bit more messy version, which I absolutely love, because it still knows what you want, but yet let's give it a different tone or give it a different, you know, feel or vibe, which you and I like to use. We like to use unhinged because then it just feels more real, like relatable, I guess.
Yes. The word. It sounds like you're talking to your friend, and that's kind of what we're usually going for.
Right.
And like we said, you just have to give it the right information. And we just joking one day, we're like, okay, that's not enough. Let's try something else. We put unhinged in there and we're like, that's exactly it.
That's it. Yes.
A lot of times I'll say, write me three versions so I can pick which one I like. Or, and maybe it'll be like, okay, I like number three, but I just like the first paragraph. Can you pair that with the first one, but the second paragraph? You can mix it up that way. And I like doing that for a lot of things.
Yeah, no, I've done the same thing. It'll give me several versions and I'll be like, okay, paragraph one from this version, paragraph two from this, and then grab this piece out of that. Yeah, it does such a good job at that. And I love being able to get your tone of voice, your brand voice, and getting that in there. So actually creating a good prompt is half of the battle when it comes to writing ChatGPT prompts. Things that, you know, people don't think of is using it for Pinterest too.
Oh yeah.
I have used ChatGPT to help me write titles. You can go in, you can either upload the image or you can describe your images. Either way it works. I've uploaded images and I've asked it to write, you know, give me 10 different titles for this image. Give me four different descriptions. And then I've also asked it for SEO and keywords, which has been great. For any photographers out there that do any type of marketing on Pinterest and they want to drive that traffic back to their website, to their blogs, you can use ChatGPT for all of that. How else have we been using ChatGPT?
I was just trying to think of that. It's just like second nature. I feel like we use it for everything, to be honest.
I know.
I used it for my Christmas letter this year. I write it out and then I put it through and I'm like, okay, this is what I wrote. Make it better. And it does. I mean, it can be, and you can share it. Sarah and I, a lot of times, we'll go back and forth. If I create something really good or she does, you can share it with each other so that we can kind of see what was the prompt. What did it give you? We do that quite often.
You did a day in a life, which was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. The one that your perfect day and it tells you what it was.
Yeah.
That is something everybody should do. put in there, like, tell me what my perfect day would look like. Because if you've used it long enough, it has your memory of your goals and like things you're writing about. And it was pretty cool. It was very accurate, wasn't it, Sarah?
Yes, it was. It was very
long.
Yeah,
so long.
Very long. But we used it for our goals this year because you and I remember coming into 2025 and we weren't quite sure what our goals were for this year. I mean, we had an idea of what we wanted, but we weren't 100% sure. So we turned to Buddy and it was incredible the perspective that it gave us for our goals because it knew so much about us and our business, where we're at, what we're striving for, that it gave us goals that I don't even think you and I were even thinking about.
No, when they were good, they were spot on. We're like, yeah, that is exactly what I would like.
Yes.
It was good.
And I know then I think I turned to it once it found the goals and I pinpointed what my goals were, then I think we were looking to create a vision board.
Yes.
And I know I put into ChatGPT, help me create a vision board for these goals. And it'll give you images or it'll give you a description of your images. And then we turned to Pinterest for those images. And it was like gold.
Yeah.
It was so easy. Like, think of all the time that you and I would have spent thinking, stewing, wondering, asking ourselves these questions, and just turning to ChatGPT because it knew so much about us, because we're paying for that version, because it memorizes everything within our business. It knows more about us than what we do.
Tell me more about the client avatar that you kind of briefly talked about that. Like, you've used it to do that. I think I did a long time ago. I can't remember what it even said, but what did you say? Do you remember what you said to it when you did that kind of?
I can bring it up. So what I was reading was Alan Dibb's one-page marketing book. And yep. In there, he kept talking about all these questions he was asking me. And after the end of each chapter, he was asking all these questions. And I just wrote down these questions and I just started thinking about it. And I was thinking and thinking, and I was to the point where I'm like, I don't even know the answer to these. So I turned to ChatGPT. Because it knew enough about me that it helped me answer some of these questions. So I'm like, whoa, I could use this to write a complete series of ChatGPT prompts that would help me write my one-page marketing plan for my business. And it was incredible what it came up with. But the one thing that I know some business coaches and people always tell you is to find your clients, is to create your ideal clients. Find out who right. they are. What do they do? Where do they work? How do they talk? What do they value? Like all of those things. And, you know, I thought about it on a surface level, but I never really did a deep, deep dive into my clients. So using this series of prompts, I was able to identify who my seniors are, what they love, what they didn't love, what their parents loved, what they valued, how they saw other people and what they valued in those people. And it helped me build that client avatar for my clients that I then was able to, within ChatGPT, now that it knows what my client avatar is, now it knows how to craft those emails, how to craft my captions and my social media posts and my landing pages and my website to attract those ideal clients. Yeah. One of the things that it noticed was, and this came too, this was just a beautiful example of how it brought everything together. So I fed ChatGPT all of my client testimonials, okay? What it found was that the common theme there was that my parents or my seniors loved how I made them feel comfortable. Okay. And I didn't realize that until I started to see the reoccurring comments that my parents were giving me or my seniors were giving me. And Buddy pulled that out and they're like, okay, the common theme here is that you make your clients feel comfortable and confident. And I'm like, okay, so we need to play on that. Like, I need to make sure that everybody knows in some way, shape, or form, this is how I'm making my clients feel. So then we took it a step further. When I got to my marketing plan, it played off of that going back to those client experiences with that testimonial, and it started putting more of that into my marketing plan, which I would have never have done had I just been doing it off the top of my head. So it was, it just brought everything full circle. And I mean, ChatGPT has just been a lifesaver for a lot of my business growth.
In fact, I've started doing, like, if you're on Instagram and people will be like, use these real hooks, but it's like fill in the blank thing. Yes. I will literally copy that and just put it into ChatGPT, and I don't fill in the blanks because it knows my business, and I'll be like, answer these for me. And it's just immediate, which, I mean, you have to use it for a while. It needs to learn a little bit about you. But the, I mean, if you start using it, you'll realize you need to keep using it. You'll think of, like us, like it's a recipe or traveling or, I mean, I put in there the other day, I was looking for a good under eye concealer and I was in Ulta and I'm like, tell me the top five right now. And it brought them up and I just walked over and got one.
Yeah. I mean, it is more than just a tool for a photographer. It's a tool for everybody. I mean, moms, kids, senior, like anybody can use this. Yes. But I think the biggest takeaway is get the paid subscription. Because it's going to learn more about you than you know about yourself. And it's going to start applying it in so many ways in your business.
Yeah. Sarah, tell them about your weekly prompt thing that you're doing. That's so amazing.
Oh, yeah. If you want to join, you can subscribe to my email list. And each week I email out a ChatGPT prompt that you can use within your photography business. So if you want to join my list, it's free. I just send out an email. I want to say last week I think I taught everybody how to organize your ChatGPT prompts in projects. And then I think we talked about brand, how to identify your brands. We've talked about creating captions for your social media posts, how to create carousel posts. It's a little bit about everything. I mean, there's content that you could create for any part of your business.
Yeah. When you were saying that, you know, I'm just thinking, let's go back to when we're voice talking into it for our senior session. Now, Sarah and I take it a step further. Once we're home and we see that, we then say, okay, now make me a Instagram carousel. I want a reel. And what should the reel hook be? I also want you to make a Facebook post. I mean, we break it down even further, and because it knows us so well, it does a really good job of like turning it into the content we need for social media as well.
Yeah.
Or a Pinterest pin. You just have to think about different ways to use it and utilize ChatGPT to its fullest.
Yeah. Once you get the initial concept started, then it's endless. Like you said, once you've got the blog post written, now you can write an email. You could write content for your website. You could write your senior Sunday post. You could write anything and everything based off of that information. It's incredible. It's incredible what you can do with ChatGPT. So if you're not using ChatGPT, do yourself a favor, do your business a favor, go out and get into ChatGPT, download the mobile app, put it on your phone. And start using it. So I think that's today's takeaway. That is today's takeaway, is to go to ChatGPT, stop using the paid version or using the free version, free version, and start paying for the subscription of ChatGPT. Use it for just a month. And I guess let us know how it's working for you.
And you can streamline that too. If you haven't used it, you're going to go to get the paid one. You can say to chat, what do you need to know about my business? What do you need to learn from me to start writing my blog posts or social media content? It'll probably, I don't know if it gives you 10 or 20 things. It takes you a hot minute to do it, but once it has it, it's in its memory and you can start from there.
Yeah. It'll ask you the questions it needs to know. Yeah. If you're on a topic, you can ask it to ask you questions. I mean, that's how simple it is. Here's the topic that I want to talk about. What are the questions you need to know? What are the questions you need me to answer to know more about this in order to craft, you know, engaging responses that you want for your audience?
I used it to write my grant. Remember that way back when?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I would write it and then I'd put it in there and be like, does this sound good? And then it would spit out whatever. And then I would follow up and say, is there anything that would make it stronger? And then it would give me like that stuff. And I'm like, okay, incorporate that. I mean, it's amazing what it can do.
Yeah. It's endless. It is absolutely endless what it can do for you and your business.
Yeah.
All right.
So what's your freebie, Sarah? What's your freebie you're going
to? So my freebie is going to be, if you want to join my email subscription for the ChatGPT prompts, I will put a link of that in my show notes. Again, it's free. I send you an email every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. with a prompt. So go ahead, go out and join that. And the takeaway, the action item for this week is to go out and start using ChatGPT. If you haven't, we highly recommend you start using it for, even if it's just social media captions, go out and write a 1500 character social media caption for whatever post it is that you want to create this week. And let us know how that goes.